Welcome to the Fuller Tracy Money Audio Commentary. This is David Fuller on Thursday, the 26th of February, and I'm recording at 9:55 p.m., and that's Greenwich Mean Time here in London. Now, generally a pretty good day in stock markets today, starting with Japan, very much in form. Ever since that Nikkei 225 index broke above the psychological 18,000 level, well, that was 7 market days ago, so it's been up 7 days on the trot. And today was a gain of nearly 1.1% overall. Has been overbought in the short term, but that was such a big, obvious, significant breakout, which I have also described as reaffirming the bull market for all who can see the chart, because it's been repeated on other Japanese stock market indices. Now, Hong Kong. This was interesting because China didn't do much yesterday. And I even wondered if it was fully open. That was the first day back. But at any rate, today was a good day. The Hong Kong Hang Seng Index up 0.5%. That's not all that much, but it's been steadier all along, and it's up 5.5% in U.S. dollars this year. But the Shanghai Composite Index, that was quite important, and that was up over 2%, 2.15%. It's put it into the plus column also in U.S. dollars for the year. And the Hang Seng China Enterprise Index up 1.35%. So those are good solid gains here, which I was pleased to see, and not that surprised to see following the holiday breaks, because other stock markets around the world have done pretty well. Taiwan lower here today by 0.8 of a percentage point. South Korea a little bit firmer. Now, the Indian stock markets were lower here today, and the Sensex down 0.9%. There is Narendra Modi's budget eagerly awaited tomorrow. Some of the reports that I've seen are optimistic about it, but the market action's a little bit tentative in here. We're still in a ranging phase following the previous somewhat overextended move, short-term move, to the upside. And it'll be very interesting to see how the market responds to the budget. I will certainly be interested in that at any rate. And modest gains here for Malaysia, Thailand, and Indonesia. New Zealand down a tiny fraction, but it had a big day yesterday. Now, looking at the European stock markets, good gains here overall. I think one of the few exceptions that I've seen was Greece down a little bit. Greece had rallied, though, quite sharply on Tuesday. Now, the Euro Stoxx Index up really just under 1%, and German DAX just over 1%. Same with FTSE MIB. So all good solid gains across the boards in Europe. And of course, there's still the relief over the fact that Greece has been given a reprieve. But at any rate, for 3 or 4 months here, they've received some actual funding. I don't think the problem's over by any means. And frankly, I'll be surprised if Greece does survive within the euro. Although I kind of hope it does, that would be impressive. Now, looking also, the European markets will be, they are favorably continuing to discount the quantitative easing that 60 billion euros a month, which starts in March, so imminent. Now, in the States, NASDAQ up 4/10 of a percentage point, helped by Apple, which is lower at the beginning of the day for the third day in a row, but then picked up quite sharply here later on in the day. And the Dow and the S&P were down just tiny, tiny fraction. So it's going steady against a short-term overbought condition. And there's no evidence yet or suggestion that Wall Street is seeing an upside failure. It's still and it's holding its ground, having hit new highs. And Canada a fraction higher, Mexico up 1.4%, Brazil a fraction lower. In the government bond markets here, the U.S. dollar, the U.S. dollar 10-year U.S. government, I should say, 10-year bond, that shot up in here today at 2.03%. Remember, it was. It had a sharp fall a couple of days ago, having pulled back from 2.13%, but again, right back up above that 2% level. So this may just be a consolidation here near this 2% range overall, with investors discounting a little bit further recovery. That needs to be watched, that US bond market. And again, the dollar was surprising to me, at any rate, surprisingly firm here today. The US dollar index up over a full point to 95.28. Now, it's been ranging for the last few weeks, and that remained to be seen whether that was toppy after the big move to the upside, or if it was just a somewhat longer consolidation. And the upper dynamic that we saw here today tips the odds, in the short term at any rate, towards further strength. We will see. It certainly is interesting, and I think it's a headwind for many U.S. companies. Certainly, many of the autonomies, as I've mentioned before repeatedly. Now, euro is softer in here today. It's just under the 1.12 level against the 1.12 against the U.S. dollar. Sterling also somewhat lower at 1.5409. The Australian dollar also lower at 0.7801. What was stronger against the dollar? Well, the Indian rupee, and it's actually up, I think, just over 2% against the dollar this year. So that's impressive relative strength overall. And again, well, I expect to be a lively day in India tomorrow, one way or the other, with that budget coming out, as I've already mentioned. Now, also, what we can see here, looking at the commodity markets, oil had been pretty strong the last couple of days, but not today. And the WTI is down $2 to just below the $49 level. The more important Brent is down a dollar here at $60.65. I think this will go on ranging here overall. And I think Saudi Arabia put out a statement. Oil minister put out a statement saying that the demand had picked up. Well, that's hardly surprising, given the sharp price reduction that we've actually seen. But then again, there's plenty of oil around here, and a rally in the oil price would increase supplies even further. So my guess is we're at the upper side of a range, which is likely to continue for a while longer. Although, as the year progresses, I wouldn't be surprised to see it $10 or $20 higher from current levels. Okay. Precious metals, a fraction higher in palladium at $8.10. Had a good day yesterday. And silver, same story, and it's up 9 10 cents here right now, still trading after hours at $16.53. And platinum is up nearly $5 at $1,173 and change. And the gold bullion is a little firmer, 1209 and change. These are still range bound. They're still play things for the leveraged funds, heavily leveraged participants here overall. I think they're at fair, reasonable values, but certainly in the U.S., we're still getting liquidation from ETFs. People are tired of it, and also they've got an informed stock market and a bond market that remains, well, on a total return basis, they've lost a little bit in the last month, but overall, it's been a very strong performance. So gold's got a fair amount of competition here, but I do, as I say, I'll stick to that fair value comment. And grains and beans a little firmer in here today. And on that note, all the very best to all of you.